Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGM. This is Tuesday evening, August 17th. So Deborah here with you tonight, and glad to be here and glad that you're joining us. So thank you, callers, and thank you, listeners. hope everyone's having a good day. Had a good day. If not, I hope the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you in spirit and truth and comfort and guide and teach. Even as I teach, may the teacher teach through me this evening. So let's just pray and open up tonight's word and time together. So, Father, we just thank you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, that we've set aside for you to meet with you. We thank you for your word, Lord, that you've placed before us and to go before us. Father God, let it have its full stature and full maturity in our lives, God. And we thank you, Lord. I just dedicate myself to you, dedicate this evening to you, God, and your gifts, Father God, that they're gifts you've given, Father God. Let them come alive and minister, God, in such a way that brings you great glory. And Father, may you just receive all the honor, all the glory and dominion now and forevermore. And we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We praise your holy and majestic name. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, excuse me. I have this prayer book. Anyway, there was I was praying, and I had this little prayer book sometimes when I pray, and this verse was on it that caught my eye that was on it. And anyways, it said, let me read it here. Slow down a little bit. This was, I think, it was sometime over the weekend, okay, Saturday, Sunday, or yesterday, one of those days. It's Romans 8, excuse me, Romans 8, 6, and it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So let me see something. So I'm reading in the New King James Version for those who like to keep track of that. Okay. So carnally minded is, I lost my screen, is actually fleshly, right? Carnally minded is a fleshly minded. Well, when I looked at this, okay, and it kept coming up, and then I was actually praying, ministering out of this particular word to a couple people, and that the Spirit of God in them, new believers, that the who were still being sanctified and struggling through their walk, but really, praying, because in Ephesians 6, it says, take up the sword, which is the word of God, and pray. So I was taking this word from Romans 8, 6, and praying and calling forth the life and peace of Christ in these people's minds that I was ministering to, that would come forth. This was God's intention for them. And their spiritual mind would come forth of life and peace, and that they would begin to grow in that. And anyway, so as I was ministering out of that and thinking about this word a little bit more as I read it, I was like, well, I'm going to look this up and look up what life and peace is, because what is the intention of the Holy Spirit for us to have this life and peace? Like, let's get a better view, an eagle's eye view, if you will, on this and see, lo and behold, what he's speaking of. And so when I started to research that, or started to look this over, in my asking, speaking, and knocking before the Lord, I realized that Romans 8 was listed as the greatest chapter in the Bible. And I had no idea. I even had no idea there was a title like that over any of the chapters in the Bible. Now, I didn't get to spend as much time on that, which I wanted to, like on the commentaries, and kind of read some, kind of filter through some of that and glean and I'll pull that apart and offer something to you from that. So I apologize, that part I didn't get to do as diligently as I would have liked. But right before I came on, I was like, what if I Google, just put in Google, what is the greatest chapter in the Bible? I was like, I wonder, because I didn't know if it was somebody put this title on there, if it really was a title, okay, given over this chapter. Excuse me. So you could Google this yourself, but when I just typed in again, the greatest chapter in the Bible, And Romans 8 does come up, which is interesting in and of itself. And it says, what is considered the greatest chapter in the Bible? Okay, Romans 8. Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Okay. And the obstacle between us and everlasting is our sin. Okay. So anyways, you guys will have to, hopefully that was enough to spark some of your interest and that in hunger and thirst for the Lord, that you can go research that a little bit more yourself. So this is what I found. Okay. So to be carnally minded, let me just go back because we just had a couple more callers call in. So Romans 8:6. Let me just read this first. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So let's pull this apart and see what this is. So carnally minded is flesh, which is fleshly. Okay, to be fleshly minded, which you all probably know that, which is apart, and also referenced in the Greek, is apart from divine influence. So there's nothing in our carnal, to be carnally minded, you are apart from any divine influence in that mindset, okay, that's going to bring death, okay? But it says spiritually minded is life and peace, okay? So what is it to be spiritually minded and life and peace? Okay, so this is where we're headed. So to be spiritually minded is, this is some of the definitions in the Greek. It talked about the Holy Spirit. Okay, and then it also said the spirit of truth and the divine nature of Christ. So nothing about being spiritually minded. The only thing spiritually, okay, intended of this word in the Bible from the Greek to be spiritually minded literally is a connection to the Holy Spirit. It's not just the spiritual realm or the spiritual, it's nothing new age. It's not just this spiritual aspect. It's literally every connection to it has to do with the nature and character of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so if you're going to be spiritually minded, you are going to be connected to the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Trinity. Okay, we know this. So, but here it says this, which is, I didn't know this. I just learned this. Maybe it's just me, but I just learned this today. Because it said Holy Spirit, and then it said Spirit of Truth, which I was like, oh yeah, I've read those two things in the, like, I know the Holy Spirit. But I didn't have this greater understanding as this, is that under Holy Spirit, if you do, in parentheses, if you will, the Holy Spirit is in personality and in character, okay? The Holy Spirit's personality and character is going to influence our minds. Spirit and truth, in parentheses under that, has to do with work and power. And I did not know this. So I see the spirit of truth, so the Holy Spirit is functioning in its role of work and power. So praise God for that. And then the divine nature of Christ, this is what's coming through when we're spiritually minded, okay? And it's never, and I just pulled out a few of the aspects that are the, that just kind of, few of the aspects of the greater correlation to the spirit, but it also says it never refers to as a depersonalized force. So when it's talking about spiritual minded or even the Holy Spirit never is referred to as a depersonalized force. It's a very personable. Okay, my computer's acting up. So praise God for that. Okay, so now to be minded, okay, the word mind in both of those, whether it is carnally minded or spiritually minded, the word mind, one who has in the thought, what one has in the thoughts and purposes, okay? And so it's a mental inclination or purpose. That's what the mind is. So either it's going to be influenced carnally, fleshly, apart from the divine influence, or it's going to be influenced by the Holy Spirit or a spirit of truth. The Holy, okay, let me say it like this now. The Holy Spirit's personality or character, the spirit of truth, which is a work of power. So praise God for that, okay? And it's divine, Christ's divine nature working in our minds to be spiritually minded. So when we have these aspects functioning and flowing in our lives, okay, you know, wherever you are throughout your day, in your home, you don't even have to leave your house, in your home, in your dreams, right, in the workplace, conversations, even as you're driving, you're shopping, you're running errands, okay, all that, talking to family. Yeah, it's those things, okay? We're going to be mindful of that. So when I look up the word mind, okay, in the Greek, when I looked it up in Romans 8:16, to be carnally minded, spiritually minded, when I looked that up, and it only has that one definition. It's the same definition in the mind for what one has in their thoughts and purposes. Well, there's only three verses that come up in Scripture that are connected to this word. And do you know all of those verses, right, because it's one of them's coming from Romans 8:6, so that is one of them. Well, the other two are also in Romans, and they're also in Romans 8. So Romans 8:7 and Romans 8:27, okay? So Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is an entity, enmity with God, it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please, so the word mind comes there. And then 27 says this. It says, now he who searches, and we're going to come to this one, we're going to come back to this one too and do a little, just a little snippet on it too. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So I found something interesting in there as well. So we'll come back to that. So again, this word mind was only in three verses, and they're all in Romans 8. Romans 8:6, Romans 8:7, Romans 8:27. Okay, so life. Actually, and ironically enough, I guess I'm going to say ironically enough, last week I actually talked about peace, because I remember in the Greek it was G1515, because my daughter was asking me about numbers last week, certain numbers, and I just happened to tell her, actually, there was something about the number 15. So I was saying, hey, when I looked up peace in the scripture in the Greek, it's 1515. Anyway, that's why I remember that one. So I talked a little bit more about that. I talked a lot about that last week, so I'm not going to reiterate this week. Okay, so, but it's peace. But you can find it. Okay, so life. So we're going to talk about life, the Greek definition of life. So the translation is G22:22. So what is that? 22:22. And it's in the repeated 133 times in scripture. So life has to do with vitality. Every living soul possesses life. Fullness of life belongs to God, and through him both the Logos and to Christ, in whom the Logos put on human nature. Okay, so just say that, Logos in parentheses. Life real and genuine. A life active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed, and the portion even in this world of those who put their trust in Christ. But after the resurrection, to be consummated by new ascensions, among them of mere perfect bodies, and to last forever. So we do know that he holds everlasting life. Let me see something here. So yeah, that's over 134 times, three times. Okay. Okay. the state of one who is possessed with, or possesses, you know, like it's within you, of vitality and animated, every living soul, life. Okay, absolute fullness, essential, ethical, belongs to God. This is the life. This is the life that He's given us, which is also Zoe life for those of you that have heard of that, which I'm sure that you have, because you are smart people. And the vitality and peace. This is the life of being spiritually minded that's going to bring us through the Holy Spirit. Okay, so the Romans 8:27, here's something interesting here. As when he says hearts, let me just read the verse again just real quick. It says, now he who searches the hearts, the hearts are the soul, the mind, the fountain or the seat of thoughts and passions, desires, affections, purposes, endeavors, the intellect, the will, and the character, knows what the mind, okay, the mind here is both, it's the same, it's both carnally minded and spiritually minded. So the Spirit of God knows if you're carnally minded. The Spirit of God is aware of your carnal thinking and your spiritual thinking. That's the Spirit of God is knows the mental inclinations and purposes. The Spirit reveals those. Okay. What is the will of God? Okay, it's the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints to the will of God. Okay, so what is the will of God? Is Theos, which is the part of God. It's His counsel, interest, things due Him, things that resemble Him, respect Him. And it all has to do with, like in the courts, judges and magistrates, however you say that, the civil councils of those who run civil courts. I might not be pronouncing that right. So spoken of the only and true God. This is what the will of God is. And then it also has listed the Trinity. The will of God is the Trinity, which is the Father is the first in the Trinity. I mean, that's exactly how it's written. Christ is the second, and the Holy Spirit is the third in the Trinity. So this is what the Spirit knows and gives witness to the will of God, His counsels, His interests, things that are due Him, things that resemble Him, to whom He predestined, He foreordained to be created into the image of God, to be bearers and created into the image of God. So, Father, we thank You now, God, for Your word, Lord. We thank You for Your word to come forth, Lord, by Spirit, God, by the Holy Spirit, God, Your personality and Your character and a Spirit of truth, Your work and Your power, God, and Your divine nature, Lord. We thank You for Your counsels, God. We thank You, Lord, for Your legal actions and Your legal transactions, Father God, that You see and hear all things, Lord, on earth as they are in heaven, God. Let it be done as in Colossians 1:20, God, reconcile, Lord. If anyone has, anyone listening, God, and praying, God, in hearing, Father God, the word of God, anything that needs to be reconciled, as in Colossians 1:20, Lord, where it says that You reconciled all things unto Him, whether on earth or in heaven, that they have been made peace, God. It's that same peace, Father God, through the power, through Your blood and the power of the cross, Father God. So we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for legal transactions, Father God. Lord, we ask You to hover. Let Your Spirit hover over those places, Lord, that need to bring life, God. Even where it says Your Spirit in Genesis, God, it hovered over the earth, God, where there was without void, form or void, God, that it was hovering, God, and that it sees all and it knows all and it has a creative nature and a protective nature, God. So we ask You to hover over those things to protect them. Let Your presence, God, let Your marvelous light, Lord, embed and incubate the things of life, God, that we're waiting for, that we are asking for, Father God. Hover over that Spirit of God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your counsels. Release your counsels, God, the interest of Christ be over that. The things that are due you, God, let it be done in Jesus' name. God, the things that resemble you, Father God, the things that you foreordained to be created into the image of God, Lord, your sons and your daughters, Lord, who you placed your seal in, God. Those that I've even prayed for earlier this week, Father, I call forth the life and the peace of Christ to come forth in their minds, God, that you would unveil and break forth, Lord, every shackle in their mind, Lord, every scale, Father God. Let it fall from their eyes, Lord, fall from their minds, Lord, and break them free, God. Break them free according to your word, Lord. Let us take up our sword and pray, God, pray your word, Father God. We thank you, God, for sending it forth. Send it forth, Father God. Let it annihilate the works of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your spirit of truth that works in power, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the manifestations of your truth, God, to renounce any craftiness and wickedness, Father God, and false teaching, God, just false motives, Father God, Lord, in Jesus' name, we renounce them, Father, in Jesus' name, over our bloodline, over our family bloodline, Father God. We speak life and peace to our family bloodline in Jesus' name. And Lord, let us learn more and more, even me, God, why Romans 8 is the greatest chapter in the Bible, God. Thank you for bringing things into the light, God, and bringing your revelation, God, your truth, Lord. We thank you for who you are, God, and that you rule and reign in every language, God, whether it is Greek or Hebrew, Aramaic, Father God, English, whatever language it is, Father God, you rule and reign. Father, we thank you for the Spirit who speaks even of heavenly languages, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to open up the phone lines. If you do want prayer and ministry and intercession in your life personally, please push 1 on your keypad now, and we'll open up the phone lines in just 2 minutes. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I could have weeped me away. Okay, I'm just going to open up a phone line here. 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hey there. 205-531. Can you hear me? This might be Julia May. Julia May? Is this Julia May?
All right, then. I'm going to run on across there.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Is this Julia May? That's okay. I thought so. I thought I heard your name in the background. How are you doing?
All right.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, let me go ahead and pray for you.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you, Father God, for Julia May. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for touching her life, Lord, and reaching her life, Lord, with your hand and with your purposes, God, in Jesus' name, and with your promises, with your hand, your purposes, and your promises, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the declaration of your promises, Father, Lord, that come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that in your hand, and I believe it's in Psalm 6, where it talks about the hands of the Lord are great treasures, and he offers to you. Yes, and I'm seeing that as you bring forth, even, let me just go here for a second to Psalm 16 so that I get the wording right. Oh, yeah. I have such a word always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Mm-hmm. For who will not leave? Okay, so nor will you allow the Holy One to crush me. You will show me the path of life, and in your presence, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Okay, that's what I was thinking, is that, Lord, it says, pleasures forevermore, but I was even thinking treasures, like there are things in his right hand that he offers you through these promises and through you seeking him, and just bringing him forth in prayer. And so thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. I just even reading part of that verse, I just see so much of life in it, which is being led by the Spirit, Father God, and the fruit of being spiritually minded, even taking in his promises and praying his promises, becoming spiritually minded, because this is what he wants for us. And they will bring forth life and peace. So we thank you for that, God, and just extending your hand to her, Father God, and in your help and your hand and your heart and your treasures and your pleasures, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. How are you doing?
Doing just fine.
Good.
Yeah, I was mixing up with you, like a cornbread cake, and I didn't hear you. I was listening to the music. And
heard, okay.
And I was trying to find the phone. I don't know where the phone is.
That's okay. Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody doing fine. And my cousin and wife, she's in a room now, and she with the trach, and she's alert and everything. But, Yeah, so they didn't put in a room, and she's alert, and they had put the tray in the other week, but I'm still praying for my nephew, Ike's wife, niece. She's unfortunately, she still hasn't woken up, but and I asked her, had they run some tests or something? It's been 2.5 months, That's strange for, her not to wake up yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do they think that's okay and everything? I mean, like.
No, the doctor's trying to figure out he's trying to figure out a good while back why she never did wake up when they, after they had induced it, they cut back on the mouth and did everything to let them wake back up and get, mouth and get out of their system. But she never gained contact.
Wow. That's very peculiar. So we just pray for her, Father. We just lift her up in Jesus' name. And even as you were talking, I was listening. I was recalling a testimony I heard. Someone came forth, brought forth the word of God. And because of tonight's teaching, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and repeat a word that came forth over somebody who was in a coma. And it was the Spirit of God that spoke to this person, this intercessor pastor man, you know, really that leads a ministry. And the word that came forth for him to speak forth was, he said, "Wake up, Sleeping Beauty," which is a kind of a, you know, but it was just, "Wake up, Sleeping Beauty." And so I just going to just repeat that over her, just say, repeat the word of life over her to wake up, Sleeping Beauty. And even the doctors don't know, but to send forth the word of God to hover over those places and to speak a life and form and creative healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, is there any, do you have any specific prayer requests before we move on for tonight?
No, not really. Just stay focused on God and do His will. Like I said, and other than that, you know, I'm still looking for my some kind of remote job, you know, for my finances. I'm still not working, but that's about it, you know, and other people who need financial help.
Okay. Well, Father, we just thank you, God, Lord, that you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you hold all resources, you hold all resolution and solutions, Father God. And we ask, Lord, financially, Father God, that you would supply for Julia May, Father God, that you would release, Lord, a job to her, Father, Lord, and that you would direct her and guide her, God, in your, again, resolution and solutions, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just continue to trust and put our hope in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that she would do your will, God, or continue to do your will, really, Lord. And we thank you just for the counsels of God, Lord, in the interest of God and the things that are due you, and the respect, Lord, unto your name, Father God, that she would lift up, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that she has access to the Spirit of truth in her life, Father God. And I just pray for the favor and the goodness of God to be upon her, in Jesus' name. And hold on, I just thought of another verse. I mean, Psalm 84:11. Pull this up. Not sure why there's a delay. Okay, there we go. 84:11, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is upright." So praise God for that.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized it was Psalm 16:11 and Psalm 84:11. So that's funny. You got two 11s there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that is the type of transition the Lord is bringing to you. Yeah.
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Maybe. Right. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. Bless you. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Okay,
and I'm glad your family members. I'm glad your family members are progressing to health and healing.
Oh, yes.
That's a blessing. Thank you for sharing that too.
Yes.
Okay, God bless.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye. So I just thought of something. Okay, I'm going to open up 6-2-6-2-3-2-8-2 at your phone line in just 1 second. But I just thought of something because when I said those two verses, 16:11 and 84, and those were two 11:11. And 11, you know, as many of you know, has to do sometimes with transition. And a couple of weeks ago, well, the 1 week that I wasn't able to make it, it was something, I was just probably exhausted with caring for a family with my mother-in-law. But I remember that day, the next day, I had washed her sheets, and in the washing machine, there was 11 cents. And I remember it being so peculiar because I took the sheets off her bed and I put them in. There was no coins in there. It was just so bizarre to me that, and I put them in there. I don't remember seeing any coins. I just don't know how coins would have, I just don't know how 11 cents, but it was literally one dime and one penny. And so I just chuckled to myself knowing that a transition was coming for her. And it is. So that's interesting. Just the Lord, there's something there. Okay, I'm sure the Lord's going to show me something later. Okay. All right, so 623-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless you, Sister Deborah.
Hey there. How are you?
Good, good. Blessed.
Good. Good to hear it. Good to hear your voice. Well, thank you, Father. We just lift up Carmen to you, Father, in Jesus' name, and the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just see like some sweet things. The Lord has some sweet things for you. And there's actually going to be a breakthrough to some sweet things that the Lord has prepared for you. And so I thank you, Lord. That is a very good visual, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for that. And I think they're even seasonal. And I think it's this season. This is a season for a breakthrough for the sweet things of God to come forth that he has prepared for you. And they're lining up. He's lining it up. It's lining up. And so I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for just your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord, that you crown us with. God, and that you deliver our lives from destruction, and you cover us. And Psalm 103 says that you cover us with your loving kindness and tender mercies, God. So I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. And also I see, so when you're tasting or seeing or whatever, these sweet things of the Lord, just continue in it. Like there's even more within that. Like there's more of a depth to it than just the outer shell of the sweetness. There's, what is that word? There's fruit. Oh. There's fruitfulness even under the sweetness. Yeah. So, and it is a season for it. So, wow, God, you're so cool, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for lining that up for her, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You won't be stuck. You won't be stuck. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the word of the Lord come forth, Lord. In Jesus' name, that you will and intend, Father. And all that is due you, God, in Jesus' name, that you receive the glory. You know, I just didn't really see it like this before. Or maybe I did, but I didn't. I don't know, I'm just, anyways, but, you know, when he brings forth the sweetness, the things that are sweet and the goodness of the Lord and even the fruit, those things bring him glory. They're for us to enjoy, and we totally can take them in and revel in them and, like, rejoice in that, even though it can be, like, it can feel like such a refreshing season or, like, and it is, there is a refreshment to it. And I guess there is light, definitely life and peace in those things. But it also, when we're partaking in that, it brings him glory. And I guess that's the part I don't know that I've seen before or understood until just seeing it now like this, that when we actually partake in that, and again, that sweetness and the things that he, you know, brings forth that is good and the fruit, those are actually bringing glory to God. Even in our greatest joy, even if it's our greatest joy, and it just feels, it's not self-centered and self-focused and self-absorbent or self-indulgent. If it's of the Lord, which is life and peace and of the Spirit, then we partake in this because that's what he's prepared for us. But it's also bringing him glory, which I guess that's the part I didn't see before. Yeah, that's the part I didn't see or maybe understand. But I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the glory of that, for the glory of your peace, the glory of your life, the glory of your goodness, and the glory of the fruit. May it be received on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I received that because I sensed that too. And I spoke about something like that to somebody today, and I felt that some things needed to be done before the end of the year. So you confirmed a lot of what I've been sensing. And I wanted to give you a word. Hear the Lord say, you are, she stings like a bee, and you're going to sting in the kingdom of darkness like a bee, but the blow that you will sting with will be a deadly blow for the kingdom of darkness. Amen?
Wow. Yeah, that's that is so interesting that you even say it today too, because I would say thank you. Let me start there. I'd say thank you. And I would say yes, I definitely sense the Holy Spirit leading me in those places. Certainly not something I would choose or that I would be I certainly would not choose this over my life, okay? And but there is something relevant to a word that came forth and on a specific, this is your, actually, it might have been 2017, but on July 17, it was 7/17, okay? It might have been 7/17/17 on this night. I was in a worship service, and the Lord was just showing me a lot of things, you know, and the Lord was walking before me, and there's just a lot of revelation that was happening through this worship ministry time. And he was showing me some things on how I serve him in the body of Christ and whatnot. And then a word came for us, years ago, a year and a half ago, about the number 717. Okay. And I know the Lord was directing me back to that evening, and that number had to do with, within that word that brought forth the number 717, was that the Lord is going to lead you into these dark places, but you have the power to overcome and to know, you know, the light that you're carrying, and that you're going to penetrate this darkness, how he leads you. And it's the blood of Jesus. It's the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus that's going to take you through and to hang on to that, those truths and that, okay, yada, yada. So very similar parallel to what you had said. And today I've seen the number 717 two times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about a little more. When I saw your name, the Lord said, he gave me the visual of a boxer, and you're in a ring, and you're giving these deadly blows. You're giving these deadly blows. So I understand what you're saying. You don't want to get into that because you don't want to get into that type of thing, but those blows that God is going to give you, the strategies to give, are going to be deadly blows for the kingdom of darkness. And so remember to stay in his presence. He's the one that's going to give you the strategy. Just like a boxer that is coached by his coach, right? He tells him what to do next, and this and that. Well, that's what the Lord is going to do with you. It's like a boxer. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the boxer, but that you're going to be like a boxer, and you're going to give some deadly blows. Amen.
Paul says in the scripture about don't be like a boxer who's just boxing at the air, but to literally hit the target. And to, I'm going to have to look that verse up too. Yeah, to just go back and kind of glean and take that in a little bit more. But don't be like a boxer that's just boxing in the air. That's what he's talking about. You're going to hit. You want to hit the target.
But you're not just
going to
be like a boxer. Your boxer is your coach is the Lord, and He knows how to give the deadly blow. So He's going to coach you. He's going to use you. So you're His instrument. So that's different from what Paul says. Paul says not just to be, that's like an earthly boxer. Boxers are carnal, right? But this is different. This is in the spirit realm. Okay?
No, I get it. Yeah.
This is in the spirit realm. There's always that, you know, double side of it. When God does it and when the world does it. When the world does it, it's different. It's useless. But when it's God doing it, and God's the one that's guiding you and coaching you and giving you the strategies, like soldiers, God will give, He's our commander-in-chief, we're the soldiers. So, but there can be bad soldiers too, right? So you, as you stay in the Lord and you hear and you spend time with the Lord, He's the one, like I told you before, He's the one that's going to give you the strategies how to give those deadly blows. Amen? And so that you can hit the target, because those blows are the target. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, I got it. And you know what's interesting, too, is, and this is nothing personal on you, because I know the Lord is bringing this forth for you. And 323, I'm coming right at you as soon as we're done with this. And I tell my husband this all the time, Bach, and anyone here, I might not, but I hate, actually, if I could say the word hate.
I don't think it either.
I know, listen, I told my husband, I said, I don't even think they should call boxing a sport. I think it's so barbaric, and I don't know where it came from, that people would be entertained.
The analogy.
Entertained. Yeah, and it's so interesting that you would use that. It's something that I just find in the natural just so disturbing. However, now that this is coming to my remembrance, I'm saying it, it's almost as if the Lord wants me to know literally how barbaric our enemy really is, that he needs to be taken out in such a manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He comes with all his blows, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care that you're a child. He doesn't care that you're old and weak. He doesn't care that you're homeless, that you're an orphan. That he doesn't care your most vulnerable place in life. He's going to take advantage of that. And so God is going to take them out. I mean, He's going to use us to take them out. But we have to be obedient, and we have to be so in His presence, because the blows that He's going to throw out are not easy either. Right? So we have to have God's wisdom. It's not a game. It's deadly. And He's fighting to win, and so is Jesus. He fought already, and He won. And he died, and he faced death. He's already done it. We have to listen to how he wants us to do it. It's not in the worldly sense. It's in the spiritual sense that we have to do these things. So as you start spending more time, you're going to understand so much more, and that's where you're going to grow even more and more dangerous. You're going to be armed and dangerous. Amen.
That's great. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. I appreciate that.
And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Okay, take care. Thank you again. Okay. There we go. Okay, 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for waiting. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. This is Frida.
Hi. Frida. Hey, Frida. Tell me where you're calling from again.
Los Angeles.
Okay. I was going to say California.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just, I thank you, Lord. The Lord, Let me see something. I've never looked this up before, but I know the Lord says, like, he is the great I am. You know, like, okay, so when he said to Moses, I am who I am. And, okay, so I am. I'm seeing some significance with you personally with I am. And I just looked that up, okay, in New King James. It comes up like 1,864 times. So, but there is something there. Okay, let me go back to my thing so I can see this. Okay, so Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you stand before Frida as the great I am, God, and that you call her and you've declared her, God, that you are, and you told your people with Moses, when you were with Moses, God, and even as you delivered them out of Egypt, that they were to declare that you were the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that the people would understand that you were the God of the generations, God. And I thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father God, that you stand before her declaring that you are the great I am. You are the God over her generations, Father God, and that she even comes into agreement with that. You know, Frida, and I'm sure you do, is reconciling anything in the past, present, and future through the blood of Jesus. Again, Colossians 1:20, and where he reconciles all things unto him, whether on earth or in heaven, through his blood or the power of the cross. And just standing before the great I am, I don't know. Let me see if I can see real quick. Where am I here? If it gives me the New Testament. Yeah, let's go to the, oh yeah. So it's all the way through Matthew and Revelation is I am. So, okay. Let me just go here for a second. Yes, this. Oh, you know what? Okay. So sometimes it just picks up in fragmented pieces of I am. So if we go to Hebrews, because the book of Hebrews, like theologically, if you will, has to do with the priesthood. Okay. So some of those are not talking about I am. There is, I mean, the great I am. There, some of it is just like, here I am. Okay, like that kind of thing, but not necessarily God saying that. So Father, I just thank you, Lord. Wait, hold on. Let me do this. I'm sorry. So hold on. I just seen something like with a number, and I just want to see if it's repeated here. If this is an option, then I will open that up. So, okay. So, Father, thank you. I don't know. Maybe you already have the insight on that. You know, the spiritual mind has already been influenced by the nature of God into the great I am. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, am is before you. He stands before you. He is before you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And kind of thing too, like as you find him there, and as you find him there before you, more and more, I'm even seeing like treasures at his feet, you know, like there's certain treasures at his feet, like even gold, like some monetary types of treasures, not just spiritual wisdom and knowledge and insight and maturity and growth and his counsel and all that, but even like a monetary type of treasure. which is very purposeful. I mean, I know the Lord gives freely. And again, Romans, we were talking about Romans 8 tonight being the greatest chapter in the Bible. And because the Lord gives, okay, because it was worded this way, because he did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for all of us. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? And he does do that. It's incredible, even sharing his, I mean, all things he shares with us as his sons and as his daughters. So, you know, I don't know if it's that as he stands before you, calls you to do acts of obedience and sacrifice. And usually, okay, so where it says obedience is better than sacrifice, because generally when we obey the Lord, there probably somewhere in there is going to be a natural sacrifice, but the obedience is before us. So we're not choosing the sacrifice necessarily. We're choosing to obey. And then whatever it is that we're sacrificing kind of comes natural, because the part and the willingness and the passion to obey him and to follow him, his leading, is that doesn't have a hold on us. So it's not like, hey, I'm going to decide, I'm going to fast, you know, five days out of the 7 days, and that's my sacrifice before the Lord. I'm only going to eat 2 days out of the week, you know. And it's not something we're choosing to do before the Lord and then asking him to honor that. Not that he doesn't want us to fast, you know what I'm saying, but we're not getting in the way of the obedience is better than sacrifice. And because in that, there's also, that's where like the goodness of God, and he doesn't withhold any good thing. Like you just see the sun in your life, you see the favor, and you see even monetary treasures, if you will, that you're blessed with those. And really it is because of our obedience, and anybody can do this. Anyone listening to me can do this. And your obedience, you know, is your obedience before the Lord. And he accepts that and he receives it. And sometimes, you know, he's the measure of our faith and we give that to him, and he knows how to reward us. And in Proverbs 8:17, it says, I know those who love me, and I love those who, you know, who he knows. And those who diligently seek him will find him. And then it goes on to talk about these treasures too. Okay, so let me just. I have all these windows open, but let me just go there for a second. I think it's, I just say Proverbs 8, hold on. Sometimes my computer runs a little bit slow, but that's probably because I have all these windows open. Oh yeah, okay, so it says, so 17 says, I love those who love me. And those who seek me will diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. So so even more than that, okay, so they may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I would fill their treasuries. That's verse 21. And that really is the wisdom of God. And when we follow him, you know, the Bible talks a lot about wisdom and foolishness, right? But the wisdom of God, when we follow the wisdom of God and that obedience, and then going back to your word, the great I am that is before you, with that covenant that he's made, he stays true to that. And he honors it. He honors his own word. And he is not a man that he should lie. And we can hold him. You know, I've prayed sometimes and even said, God, I'm holding you to the integrity of your word, to the integrity of your own word, God. I'm holding you to this. Well, I just feel something on that too. But I am praying and interceding for something right now. And I hope I knock those things out of, you know, out of this park that Carmen was talking about, that are not, do not need to be present in what I'm praying for, that the light of God would come forth. So anyways, so praise God for that, and I just bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, do you have knowledge? I mean, maybe more than I do. I wish I had more insight. I could have prayed into that about the I am.
I know several parts of the Bible, like the Old Testament, it says I am. And then as well as the New Testament, it says I am.
Right. Okay. I didn't know if you, yes, I do. Yeah. Okay. So, so when I was saying that, I was saying there was even a generational thing, a thing of obedience and treasures and Proverbs 8, and then his promise or covenant, the covenant of his promise is attached to the I am too, as you walk before him. So, yeah, I know he's like he's the God who is and was and is to be. Like, there's no other that can hold anything with him. And I know he was declaring that to the Hebrew nation and Israel because they had all these differing things that they looked at, you know. But there's something more to that. I guess I just don't have the wisdom or know more of that to speak into, but I did sense there's something to that for you. So,
yes. Oh, amen for that.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Is there any specific prayer requests that you have, Frida? Before I let you go,
just general prayer. Just general prayer overall.
Okay. Father, we just thank you. And I apologize if there's any other listener. I forgot to ask if you had a specific prayer request. I apologize for that. Lord, we just ask for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're just talking about Hebrews tonight, God, and that to be spiritually minded, God, in your Holy Spirit, who is in personality and character, Father God, and the Spirit of truth who brings forth the work and the power and the divine nature of God would be hers, Lord, that would be in her mind and in her heart, God. And we thank you for the will of God to come forth in her life, Lord, your counsels and your interests, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the things that you declare over her, Lord, are complete and that they're finished, God. When you declare them, God, they are complete and they are finished, just as a ruler and a judge would declare a decree that it is done. Is it complete? And it is finished, and everything else has to line up underneath this decree because it is like a law and has promised. So I thank you. I thank you, God, for moving in such a way, Lord. And I, Father, you just bless her mind, bless her heart, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless her heart with increased understanding, God, into the Spirit of God, into your nature. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that you are a personable force, God, and just thank you for your blessings and your her perseverance and your preservation upon her faith, Lord, upon her walk, Lord, and that she is sustaining, Lord, and even give her a view like a telescope, Lord, that she could see further. Into the things of the Lord, God, that are preserving and sustaining for her and her family. In Jesus' name, and Lord, let them be found, because I know sometimes when people look through that telescope that they're looking and searching for the right spot. And so let it be found, God. Let it be found, Lord, and let her be in awe of you, God, and even the firmament of heaven, God, be open to her, Father God, as she looks unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Okay, now we are at... 251-229. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Sarah from Alabama.
Yeah.
Miss Sarah. Good. Well, thank you for joining us. Hold on, I'm going to get one drink of water here.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, that was good. Father, thank you for Sarah, Lord, and just bring her, Lord, to your throne of grace, Father God. We thank you, Father, Lord, even at your altar, Father God, we make intercession for her, Lord, and we stand with her, Lord, as sisters in Christ, Lord, as a family of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for Ephesians 3 over her life, God, that she would know the height and the length and the depth and the width of the love of God, that she would experience that personally, God, even in through her own personality. In Jesus' name, hold on. I have to pull this up in the Amplified because I really like the way that it's worded, and that's what exactly what I'm thinking. Does it start? Okay, here, we're going to start at verse 16, where it says, may he, okay, amplified again, may he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit and your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints the width and the length and the height and the depth of his love. Here it is. Fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your life, completely filled and flooded with God himself. That's exactly, so that goes to verse 19. And I'm just going to read verse 20. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly more all than all that we dare ask. Wow. All that we dare ask. Wow. That will throw some Baptists off their chairs, right? Or think indefinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is in work with us. Work in us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So praise Amen. God that 16 through 19 is just, you know, the Lord is just completely encompassing his presence and fullness and richness within, you know, your entire being, your entire life. And I mean, it's just a good word to even meditate on. How he works in and through our lives unmistakably and unabashedly. So may that be yours.
Hallelujah. Praise God, I tell you. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm overjoyed.
Yeah.
I really
you know,
am. I just feel the love.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
I was just saying I can feel the love of God.
Yeah, that's so funny that you're going to say that because I was just going to say, I really sense that you know the love of God, and because you have that foundation, that So what I didn't realize, okay, so so the love of God, right, it's like immeasurable. There's things like the spirit is without measure. That's what it says. So our faith, we're given a measure of faith, but the spirit is without measure. He says, I give the spirit without measure. It's immeasurable, you know. And his love is the greatest force on earth, and love does many things. It covers a multitude of sins. It has many different roles and functions. If you read about love in scripture, you know, and the fruit of it, of course, in Corinthians, and the demonstration of his love. But knowing that and experiencing that, like your foundation, okay, here's what I'm trying to say. Your foundation of what love is somebody else's, you know, so where your foundation is, he's going to expand that. And I do sense that you already have an understanding and a foundation in love, but it's going to be even expanded even more to know the height and the length and the width and the depth of his love, because we all can step into that with our faith that is measurable, but before the Lord, because we give it unto him who is, you know, verse 20, unto him who is due all honor and glory, right, immeasurably. But somebody else's place of foundation of love could be at a different place. Do you know what I'm saying? Where and I feel like yours is even teachable to other people, for them to even receive love from God by understanding how you love and how you give love and how it's been, you know, your height and your depth and your width. When you give testimony to that, people are actually experiencing more of God's love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is awesome. I mean, you know, today, and that is so true what the Lord gave you to tell me, because today I've just been feeling exceptionally good, you know, like I can feel the love of God around me, and I'm like, okay, this feels great. You
yeah.
know, and it's amazing. He is amazing.
Yeah, that is very cool, because you know, not everybody has the same upbringing, and not everyone has the same journey or the same story, you know. But I've never thought about this before, but somebody's, I mean, I just always thought it was the fruit in their life and what they did with their own suffering, or their fruit of righteousness, you know, their maturity and their full stature with the Lord. But when I never seen it like this before, it's just that it really is experiencing, and not that some of those other aspects don't come into play with suffering and maturing, but experiencing his height, his length and depth, and then being able to cultivate that and steward that into, whether it's a testimony or an expression to somebody else, actually helps them see the love of God even more. And so your foundation is, again, I know I'm repeating myself, is going to be expanding and enlarging and where somebody else, like let's just say somebody on the street or somebody that didn't grow up with the same type of foundation or have the same understanding really of what love is. Do you know what I mean? They're going to have a different, they're going to grow in it at their own time and their own space. But we actually can help each other when we give testimony of what we've experienced of God's love, because it opens up our hearts to receive the Lord, to receive him more and more. And I will say, I'm thinking of, and I think this is to the Holy Spirit, because I'm actually thinking of two testimonies where this has kind of happened to me, where I remember being with a friend and we were just talking, and we're actually just sitting having coffee and Dunkin' Donuts. And I just felt so safe with her and so open and so loved and accepted and free with her. I was talking to her about something and sharing something. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just like hit me with this truth, you know, that was like I needed it. Do you know what I mean? Not that I needed to repent, but I wasn't seeing something in the perspective that I needed to, and it was going to be an aspect of it was an aspect of like correction, but then I was going to take a step of obedience. And it was almost like I had to, it had to happen in front of this, because at the time it happened, I remember thinking, this is so weird that this happened like this. And I think one was because my heart was so open to her and the Spirit of God was there meeting us, right, when two or three are there. And so the Spirit of God just spoke to me, but also for me to communicate that to her so that I would have a like a verbal, not just testimony, but accountability, because there was going to be an act of obedience that I needed to step in after that. So once he changed my perspective, there were, he was going to cause me to have a step of obedience. And I think I needed that accountability before me to actually say it and to confess and to for it to become reality in my life. You know, so that's one aspect of literally God's love, where I just felt so loved by her. And we were just talking and having a conversation, and one thing led to another, and it just opened, like my heart was open, and the Holy Spirit just like, you know, met us there in an unbelievable way, you know, like very profound way that I even remember today. And then secondly, I was watching something else of this woman that I totally love her, and she was talking about, I just love her teaching and how she's like my superhero, but nobody really knows her. Anyways, so, I mean, people do know her name, but not here. It's not this. Anyways, so I was listening to one of her teachings this week because it came up on something, and I was watching it. And as she was talking, and I could tell that she had been down this road in the most sincere and genuine way, and I remember I just started weeping a little bit. I could just feel the love of God permeating from her, and it was, and I was literally just watching it online. It was on a YouTube teaching she was doing, you know, and I just started to weep a little bit. And I was saying to the Lord, Lord, what is this? You know, and it was like, she has walked this road of love that is so sincere, so genuine, that it's paved such a path to draw people who have that need. And that was a place in me, true, that needed the love of God. I mean, I think my tears were just cleansing and healing at the same time, which was the love of God, you know. So that's only happened to me two very profound ways, but I feel like that establishment of that was going to come through in your life for other people to give you that testimony as well. And of course, and I know your heart is so sincere and so genuine that you will give the Lord the honor for that, do his name. Because that is the will of God and the Spirit of God, and I know that's your heart and your mind, and so if it hasn't happened yet, I do see that begin to open up to you more and more.
That is awesome, because I felt the love of God, and especially on today, I felt so free, and I can feel him. You know, it's like I was giving him a big hug. Like, I can feel the comfort that he gives us, you know, with the Holy Spirit. He gives us a comforting feeling. And I can feel that, and I felt that all day.
That's beautiful. Hey, you know what I'm going to have you do? This just came to me just now. If you don't mind, I know I'm putting you on the spot. So if you need a few minutes, I can talk for a few minutes more if you want. But I'm going to have you pray for the people that are listening on PGN tonight, for PGN itself, because I like to cover PGN in prayer as an umbrella covering anyways. And then those that are listening, and not just tonight joining us, but also that will listen, you know, perhaps on another time, that come across the broadcast, and just to pray, because I think there's a part of the Holy Spirit being our comforter that sometimes people can miss. And so since this is rolling around in your heart, if you will, I think it would be really great if you could offer just a prayer and just, you know, release it in the Spirit, however you want.
Okay.
Yeah, and just cover the people. However, it doesn't have to just be comfort. It's just even the love, whatever those things that are in your heart today and what he's brought you. Yeah, I just feel like that you just pray and cover the people, a very crucial time, and where people may have need, that they need to hear this prayer. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, dear Lord Jesus, I'm thankful to, I'm obliged, Father God, to be able to lead into prayer to your holiness, Father God, and to lead the prayer. And Father God, as we come to your throne, Father God, your most precious throne, Father God, we're asking you to bless the members of PGN, Father God, whatever issues they have, whatever they have to tell, Father God, about your love and your kindness testimonies, Father God. We're praying, Father God, that you just shower them with your love and kindness, Father God. And we know that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega that covers the earth, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, on tonight for blessing the members of PGN, wherever they are and wherever they may be, that you may guide them, lead them, and give them transportation mercies. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah. It's beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Well,
anytime.
Do you have any... Yeah. It's always so good to hear your voice. Is it? Do you have any prayer, specific prayer requests that we can pray this evening?
No, I'm just obliged just to be able to pray for others.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Prayer begets prayer. Yeah. Well, thank
yeah.
you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
That's so sweet. I know the Spirit of the Lord... it's really moving. It's really not a rough day, but we had to bring my mother-in-law to the hospital this morning. She's home now, and there was nothing serious, but it was many hours there. And she has a lot of anxiety, and she was at a very high intensity, like almost the entire time that we were there. And, I mean, even there were people that were serving us even said something. There was a geriatric nurse that came over and we were talking a little bit, and she was even asking about it, and that, you know, even other people were seeing too around her. So, but I just, at one point I was thinking, I was so tired, you know, and I was thinking, I'm so surprised she hasn't wore herself out yet, because I've seen her do it where she says it's high intensity that she literally just wears herself out. And so anyway, just when we thought we were done, or when I thought I was done, after it had been 3 hours, maybe 3.5, they were going to run another test on her, just CAT scan. So I said to my husband, I said, let's switch, because they only allowed one person in there with you at a time. And so I said, can we switch? I can't, the intensity, I just couldn't handle and I was tired. And so, but then actually when I went to the car, I remembered something one of the doctors had told us. So I was able, that I thought maybe could help her this on out. So I ended up being able to call the doctor in the car and leave a message and kind of get the ball rolling there. And that worked out. So we did gather some good information that would be helpful for her as a measuring thing as she moves to transitions into assisted living housing. So it was good that we went, I think, overall. And but I say that to say, and I'm grateful that it was nothing more serious, and I feel like we needed to go. It just was like a long day. But I feel in my spirit, I feel the life of God and his vitality. So I thank you all for joining us, because apart, you know, if I was just here by myself, I don't know that it wouldn't be naturally as fun, that's for sure. And we all come together in faith in the name of Jesus and lifting him up and bearing each other's burdens and praying one for another and being led spiritually minded does bring life and it does bring peace. So I will just say that even tonight, I just declare that as a testimony because when that comes alive, your spirit comes alive like that within you, it actually feels like almost like a second wind, but I can tell in my physical being that I'm very tired, but in my spirit, I feel very much alive. I feel, again, life and vitality in my spirit and also a great peace as well. And so I'm very thankful for that too. And I wasn't expecting to give evidence and testimony to that, but just now realizing that this indeed is true. So thank you, each of you, for participating and for joining us this evening. And if there's anybody else who wants prayer, I have like 3 minutes that I will dedicate to a prayer person. There we go. So thank you so much for 910-709. Good evening.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you doing today?
All right. And you?
Good. Okay, I thought about you last week, from last week to this week, and I think I prayed for you. I think I prayed, I don't remember the prayer exactly, but I do remember you came to mind, and I did pray for you. So let's pray for you tonight. So thank you for joining us. Father God, I just thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you, God, that you bless her by your kingdom, Lord. You bless her, God, just a sevenfold return blessing upon her, Father God. Even your spirits are sevenfold, I think. And there are seven spirits in Ephesians, or not Ephesians, Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon a spirit of wisdom, counsel, might, revelation, knowledge. I think it's seven, something. The blessing of the Lord, sevenfold return. In scripture, I'm not sure where it's found right now. I don't know if it's in Proverbs, where it says, when the enemy is found out, he shall return sevenfold. And so I thank you, God, for just unpacking those places of discernment where Sylvia sees where the enemy has been found out, God, where like he is trying to sneak off with a bag of goods and she completely finds him out. Completely zeroes in on him and takes that back, Father God, that she gets a sevenfold return, Father God, and not only for her life, God, but for the life of other people as well, God. Let it be a ministering, like a ministering interest that she would return. There would be an interest return to her as well when she does that on the lives of other people, God, as she participates according to your word, Father God. And we do hold you, God, to your word, to the integrity of your word, God, that you would return sevenfold when the enemy is found out, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for giving her that skill. And I know I think I've said this before over you, Sylvia, but like not FBI or like a CIA or I don't know if it's CIA, but yeah, Central Intelligence type of thing with in the spirit, like a central intelligence. Is that right? Am I saying that right? Anyways, Lord, I thank you for that, because that is super cool. That's super cool. And you know what? Like those guys who walk with, you know, they're in suits and they have that briefcase and they have like that super highly documented. And like sometimes in some of the movies, they'll do extremes where like the suitcase is handcuffed to their, you know what I mean? Like this is, nobody ain't getting this. It's super certified and protected and sealed. And so I kind of see that, like you walking in that, like you knowing and having the intelligence of what's in there. And so the sevenfold, let me see if I could just find that verse real quick, because I know I just have, I got Blog Talk talking to my ear already. But let's see. I don't know if it's going to do, I didn't think so. Okay, let's do. Okay. I'm not sure where it's at. It would take me longer to find it than what I'm doing right now. But I know there's a verse that talks about when the enemy is found out, there's a sevenfold return that you get, which is if you ever do that, like
amen.
Take a piece of paper. Yes, amen uh-huh. to that, too. I come in agreement with that for you. If you take a piece of paper and you – just a white piece of paper that you would use in your computer or lined paper or whatever – and you actually mm-hmm. fold it seven times. Fold it in half once, fold it again twice, fold it three times, fold it four times, five, six, seven times fold it. Actually open it up if you've ever seen this, and then count all the little squares. So like when you every time you fold it, you have to kind of do the edges real tight so that when you unfold it, you can mm-hmm. see how many squares you have. You're going to have so many abundant more squares. Look, if you ever do this with a piece of paper, I had, I forget who did this, but it was like they were doing 10 fold and folding the piece of paper mm-hmm. 10 times. But when you open it up, it's way more than seven. It's way more than 10. You know, I don't even know. I'm going to actually maybe do that tomorrow, seven fold, just to see how many that is because I'm saying it to you. But it's way more than actually seven. So sevenfold is way more than just seven. It's a sevenfold. You're getting more than that. So I thank you, Father God, for filling that, Lord, and fulfilling your word to her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for how you use her, God, in its intricate part, God, the central intelligence, God, spiritually, to the kingdom of God, God. We thank you for what she does, Lord, and Lord, in places that we will not ever know and that she will not be able to tell us. God, I just want to verbally say to you, Sylvia, thank you on behalf of the body of Christ for your efforts, for your time, for your dedication, for your service, and really for just going the extra mile and doing the extra work it takes on behalf of the body of the Christ at large.
Thank you.
And locally, yeah, I thank you for the things that are unseen, that are up to us, but seen before the Lord. I thank you on our behalf. I thank you for building the kingdom of God through this CIA function thing and taking down corruption and the enemy, like helping be a sniper and set up strategies and snag holds for the enemy not to cause havoc. I thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank
I
you.
Thank you, Father God. Yeah, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Father. And then let me go to the verse. I think it was... Did I say Isaiah? Wait, is it Isaiah 11? Or I think at first I said Isaiah 60, didn't I? Is it Isaiah 60 or is it Isaiah 11? Okay, yeah, no, because... Okay, yeah. The spirit, Russell, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the reverential obedience and fear of the Lord. Yeah, that's the seven. So let that come forth. So, I don't know what that is, but the sevenfold return and the seven spirits of God to come forth in your life. Cool. So these two things must work hand in hand because I wonder, I mean, I'm certainly that does because we can't accomplish anything without the Spirit of God, with his wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, but all of those things working and functioning to find the enemy out in your CIA skills that you would get the sevenfold return. So I would guess very much so, Sylvia, that every one of these functions are going to be functioning in your life. Every one of these seven spirits will be functioning in your life. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Also, listen to this. Now, listen to the rest of, not the rest of it, but the other next two verses in 3 and 4, which this sounds, in Isaiah 11, which I never thought about this before, this sounds very much CIA. Listen to this, if I'm getting the right thing right. But it says, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eye sees, nor make decisions by what his ear hears, but with righteousness and justice he will judge. Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. So thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Next week. Thank you, Father. Probably next week I'll call back and tell you what you were praying for me. Yeah, I went through I was down for like a month and some weeks. So I'll call back and tell you about that next week. That's probably why you were praying for me.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit put you, enlightened my mind and my heart to pray for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, we do
this
have
one was
a few minutes.
Rough one. Yeah.
Was it? I'm sorry.
You're cutting off now.
Oh, no, I do have, can you hear me? I do have a few minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what happened was I had started out with a sinus infection that was really bad, and then it switched up. I got ready to get off the bed one day, and I popped my neck in two places.
Oh, my goodness.
The bone.
Oh, yeah.
The bone has separated in two places, and I had a pinched nerve in two places. But when I got ready to get up, the pain went from my neck to my shoulders, down to my arms, and it hit my chest cavity, and I wasn't able to move. And I had stayed bedridden, and then it was burning from the back of my head. It was burning my skull from the back to the side of my head. And I went on like that for about a good month or so because I wasn't able to get into the hospital because of COVID. You know, they were turning people away. So I stayed bedridden, and it's almost like everything was messed up. And then when I was able to get up, the Lord sent me to a church. And when I got there, they told me that the Lord said that I had a blockage in my digestive system as well as something with my female organs. So it's like everything is like really on. So God says that it was too dangerous for man to operate on me. So he says that he's going to do the healing supernaturally. So that's what's going on now. And it's like I'm really tired, but he says that when he finishes the healing, then all of my strength will be back. And then I'll wake up one day and I'll realize that, you know, that I'm healed. So he's doing a total healing on me.
Wow, Sylvia, wow. Those are very intense.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm glad the
Lord
came through with his work. Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was dying. I mean, yes, and he said that. And it's so amazing because I've been running into a lot of prophets and apostles, and they're telling me that the Lord had them praying for me. And I was like, man, because yes. And when you said that, I was like, wow, because he was covering me. And the intercessory group that I'm in, they came to my house and they prayed outside my door in the window while I sleep. And I had different people come, and it was like I wasn't getting well. But now I'm walking around. My strength is, you know, like not like it used to be. But he says this, you know, he's manifest and healing in my body. So yeah. I know that when he finishes, I'm going to be fine. So I can endure. I can endure this compared to what I've been through. So while I was down, he says that he was releasing more oil into my hands for healing. So,
wow.
Yeah. So when you said that you were praying, I was like, wow. So that's why it's been like a month. Well, I've been going through now for about 2 months.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So how are you feeling now? Like, are you feeling that you're feeling regaining some strength?
It's off and on yesterday. It's like sometimes in the day I can maybe like ride in the car to the store and I can go in the store and it's like I'm walking up a hill, like I'm so tired. Then I come back home and go to sleep. But it's okay, you know, like compared to what I went through, because I know he let me know that my strength was going to be like that while he was healing. And probably that's because I was supposed to rest. And, you know, and I'm trying to jump up and pretend like, yeah, I think I'm supposed to rest. So I'm falling asleep a lot. So I figure that's him. Yeah, I figure that's him telling me, okay, rest while your body heals. Yeah.
Okay, so let me pray for you. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know. Yeah, because I was like, I thought about you not. So Psalm 107, as you probably know this, but verse 19, 20, 21 says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonderful acts to his children. And let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and speak of deeds with shouts of joy. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for Sylvia's body, Father God. I thank you for the word of the Lord that she's given testimony that came forth on her behalf, that you would send it forth to heal her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. The word that's come forth, Father, let it accomplish and purpose all that you've set it forth to do, Father God. And this here, Lord, as I read this, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and speak of deeds of shouts of joy. Let it be by Thanksgiving season, God, that she's offering and speaking. She's speaking of deeds and shouts of joy, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that even by Thanksgiving, it would be a turning point for her, Father. In Jesus' name, we call forth the life of God, the Spirit of God, Lord, upon her physical body, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Psalm 103 as well, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We pray in faith and obedience to your word, Lord, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, Lord. And I thank you that even now that she lay hands on her neck, God, and on any other place, Father God, that she needs recovery and she needs healing, Father God, that you would release it unto her, Father God. We thank you for the anointing and the increased anointing, Father God, that you're bringing upon her life, Lord. We come into agreement with that, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you pour it forth, God, pour it forth, Lord, your healing virtue, Lord. And we also acknowledge, God, that it's you and you alone that holds the excellence of power. That you hold the excellence of power, God, and let it be released to her, Father. We give you thanksgiving, God, even this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you
so much for sharing that and letting us pray for you. And I'm calling tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, really. It's good to hear your voice.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Bye.
Good night.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good night. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. So it's good to be here. I love PGN and people of faith and of God's word, of life and peace and that are spiritually minded. We love God's people who are spiritually minded. So God bless and shalom.